Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take source material, really dig in, and pull out those key nuggets of knowledge for you. Basically, the shortcut to being well-informed. Today, we're not just talking about a drink. Oh, no. We're heading out on a journey, really, into the world of tequila experiences. Our source is this great guide, Best Pub Crawl Itinerary for Tequila Lovers. A guide. It covers all sorts of destinations, activities, U.S., even beyond. And our mission. Well, it's to find those surprising bits, the insights that take you from just, you know, casual interest to really appreciating this spirit. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, I think, in this source is how it lifts tequila up. It's not just a spirit anymore. It shows it becoming like a focal point for cultural tourism almost. You're using the drink to understand history, food, even how cocktails are made. It's this whole experience, really, more than just tasting.
That's such a key distinction, isn't it? Not just drinking it, but the whole context. And the guide really emphasizes how this tequila culture is, well, booming everywhere, coast to coast, creating these really immersive places. Take Los Angeles. The source calls it a premier spot. And it's not just lots of bars. It points to places like La Casita, Cactus Taqueria.
Mm-hmm.
They're pairing meals with tequila flights really thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got hidden spots like El Compadre, you know, the music and lively atmosphere. It's the whole picture.
Exactly. That holistic view is central. It shows how versatile tequila is, how it fits into so many different social scenes. Oh, New York City, for instance, the guide calls it an exciting cultural adventure for tequila lovers. And again, it's not just pouring a drink. Places like Attaboy, they're making custom cocktails. For you, specifically.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a level of personal mixology. And then rooftop bars, right? Great views, inventive tequila drinks, and a very NYC experience.
That custom cocktail thing, that really speaks to how people want personalization now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Moving past the standard menu.
Yeah.
And then San Francisco, described as having this dynamic, innovative culture.
Right.
The source mentions El Techo, not just for premium tequila, but for tasting flights that let you explore the spirits. Nuances.
Yeah.
Often with great views and local ingredients in the cocktails.
Yeah, local ingredients. It's blending the tradition of the spirit with that regional feel.
Creating harmony, like you said. Drink, place, food.
And it continues across the country. Vegas, Chicago, Miami, they all have their own spin. Las Vegas, well, it's Vegas, right? Extravagant. Tequila bar at the LINQ apparently has hundreds of brands, just sheer variety.
Hundreds?
Yeah. Chicago scene is growing too. Spots like El Jefe, Tequila 777, they offer a real range. You've got the smooth añejos.
The aged ones, amber color, kind of vanilla notes, good for sipping.
Exactly, those oak-aged ones. And then the Zesty Blancos, the clear, unaged stuff, pure agave flavor, perfect for cocktails. It just shows the spectrum.
That versatility. Again.
Right. And Miami, in true Miami fashion, brings in those vibrant Latin American vibes. Cielo restaurant in rooftop, La Santa. They mix nightlife, culture, creative cocktails with local flavors.
So it's clear, yeah. Wherever you are, tequila gets presented in a way that fits the local scene. It's not generic.
Definitely. And okay, once you've maybe explored the bars, you might want to go a bit deeper.
Oh, yes, that's great.
And that's where the guide talks about this trend of immersive events. Things designed to really build your understanding. Austin, for example, has the Tequila and Taco Festival. But it's not just tasting. They have educational workshops. Production, tasting notes. It turns a festival into learning.
Workshops.
Yeah.
That feels significant. It shows the market is maturing, maybe.
I think so.
People want to understand tequila, appreciate its complexity. Like, you know, fine wine or whiskey. It's not just about drinking it.
Exactly. Connoisseurship.
Denver's got popular tasting nights, too, at Tequila Bar Denver. Mm-hmm. Staff aren't just serving, they're guiding people, pairing tequila with food.
Mm-hmm. Guidance is key.
In Seattle, known for craft cocktails, they have appreciation workshops, masterclasses. Mm. La Carta de Oaxaca, for instance. You can learn to mix your own drinks there.
Yeah.
It's about empowering you, the enthusiast. Right?
Absolutely. Turning you from just an admirer into someone who can participate. And that idea, that thoughtful pairing, flows right into food. The guide really hypes up these tequila pairing dinners. New Orleans, Casa Borrega, they curate menus. It's not just fusion.
Right.
It's like a conversation between traditional NOLA flavors, etouffee, jambalaya, and premium tequilas. Maybe pairing a peppery reposado with something spicy Creole. Finding harmonies.
That's fascinating. Merging those distinct flavors.
Mm.
requires real culinary skill.
It does. Portland's creative too. Tequila and Taco there hosts pairing events focusing on local ingredients, showing how different tequilas lift the food.
And Boston.
Boston too. Temazcal Tequila Cantina, inventive pairings, staff who can explain why it works with the food.
Nice.
And San Francisco comes up again. La Mediterranee, crafting menus around seasonal ingredients specifically to match tequila profiles. It just shows tequila's place in high-end creative food now.
Okay, so we've done bars, tastings, food. What about getting, like, properly hands-on?
Ah, yes. Mixology classes. That's another growing area, the guide mentions.
What kind of skills are we talking about? San Diego, the source says, has classes at places like the Tequila Shop, learning classics like margaritas, palomas.
Yeah.
Maybe modern twists.
Exactly. Building those core skills. Atlanta's Red Phone Booth has interactive sessions with expert mixologists. They encourage you to get creative, make your own recipes.
Fine.
And Phoenix, the Whining Pig, more relaxed vibe. You learn the mixing, sure, but also history, production, how to pair with different mixers. It's the whole craft.
Appreciating it from the ground up.
Gives you the confidence to try things yourself.
Speaking of ground up,
yeah.
The ultimate deep dive has to be a distillery tour, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Texas, maybe surprisingly for some, has places like Garrison Brothers. You can see the whole process, agave harvesting, fermentation, really see the work involved.
Yeah, it demystifies it a bit. California also has tours, letting you talk to master distillers, learn their specific techniques, taste the results shaped by those methods. But as the source says, the ultimate pilgrimage, that's Mexico.
Right. To the source.
Visiting places like Tequila Herradura, Jose Cuervo, you're immersed in the heritage. Walking the agave fields, seeing the bottling, it's tradition and modern tech side by side. Full picture.
So, okay. Thinking about all this for you, our listener, we've journeyed through quite a bit, haven't we? Vibrant city bars, focused tastings, amazing food pairings, getting hands-on with mixology, right back to the distilleries. We wanted to give you that shortcut, show that appreciating tequila, well, it's a really rich, layered experience, way more than just one sip.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, understanding tequila is, it's really about appreciating the craft behind it, the history. The culture it creates, whether you're exploring local spots, trying cocktails at home, or maybe even planning that trip to Mexico, there's just this whole world to discover. And remember, it's unique, isn't it? That blue agave plant, mostly from specific parts of Mexico. That's the heart of it all, shaping these global experiences.
Absolutely. Whether you like it neat, in a margarita, with some spicy food, there's so much there. We really hope this deep dive gets you thinking about how you might explore this more. Maybe check out a local tequila bar with new eyes. Or host your own tasting at home, focusing on those nuances we talked about. And here's the final thought for you to mull over. How does this journey of one spirit, starting from a specific plant in Mexico and ending up in all these diverse food and social scenes worldwide, how does that reflect the way culture and taste connect across the globe today?